next, we're going to speak to Brian Laws, former Sheffield Wednesday manager, and of course has been working as an expert summariser for us this season as well. This is a big opportunity for the club now, isn't it?
Well, good evening. Yeah, I think, you know, this is fantastic news. It's just what the supporters have been crying out for and waiting for. I know, you know, the supporters have been through a heck of a lot. And when you look back at the time where I was there and the finances were so tight, and Milan's done a great job in steadying the ship, really getting much more of a solid base to work from without putting huge amount of investment in. What he's done is he's cleared a lot of the debt and he's prepared it with the foundations ready for somebody to come in. And we've all been saying, why not Sheffield Wednesday? Because you see other clubs being taken over. Why not Wednesday? Because they're one of the biggest clubs in the country. And now we're hearing the news, which is fantastic news. And as a former manager, I think it's brilliant news. You know, it's whilst it's one step at a time, and I think the supporters will be, you know, enthusiastic about it. I think they're also have seen that worn the T-shirt, and they'll probably steady themselves and think, well, this is a long-term issue. I can't really see things happening very, very quickly, but what I probably will see is a long-term objective to get the club back into the Premier League, and that's all you can ask. And if he's got the money and the finances to back it, which is what it needs now, it needs investment on the park, and if that happens, then it's only upwards that football club can go.
And if you were in this situation, Brian, and you were given a piece of paper and told to think about actually long-term planning, what would your key priorities be then?
Well, not just short-term. You've got to look short-term because you want immediate results now. But for the long-term, you've got to, I think Stuart recognises it as well. And as we've seen the other night, he needs a goal scorer, doesn't he? He needs a player that, whilst they create opportunities, even if they only create one or two opportunities, it's that goal poacher, the one that will stick it in the back of the net on a regular basis. And unfortunately, we've not got one there. Got all the endeavour, all the hard work and honesty that the players have. But when you've got clear chances to score and they don't take them, that's the difference between them being successful or not. And I think the foundation Stuart's built already with a good defence, one of the best defences in the record, in the league, is only great base to work from, but you need to score at the other end. And it was only too frequent that we've seen over the last few weeks that they're just missing these really golden opportunities.
Brian, whenever a consortium like this come in from abroad and they take over a club, they've got their own vision on how the club needs to move forward. Somebody tweeted in earlier saying, look at the Leicester City model. And when their owners came in, I think they moved out Nigel Pearson and brought in Sven-Göran Eriksson. They went for the big flashy name. It didn't work out. Eventually, Nigel Pearson comes back to Leicester City, doesn't he? And has led them to the Premier League. You know, does Stuart Gray deserve the opportunity to be the one leading this club forward now, would you say?
Yeah, well, why shouldn't he be? You know, he's done the dirty work. He's done the hard work. He's done the graft and getting the club stable with the money available that he has and the expenditure. And nobody can knock that. I think he's done a really good job. And, you know, where the position they are at the moment, you know, that's great credit to him. So why shouldn't he give him the opportunity? And I think, depending on what their strategy is, because that's what we're second-guessing, aren't we? Really thinking, what will they do? We don't know. I mean, they could have that strategy of saying, well, they've already got somebody in mind, they want to do something. You just don't know. I just hope Stuart does get the opportunity, because he deserves a crack at it for sure.
With a different hat on, Brian, you obviously watch a lot of Nottingham Forest. Rotherham United have just signed Jack Hunt from Crystal Palace on loan till the end of the season. What are they getting?
Jack Hunt's a good player. You know, regularly plays, you know, fullback. Great engine. Loves to get forward. That's one of his main strengths is getting forward and being a support, almost being a more of an attacking fullback than I've seen in recent years, and a very good defender as well. I was surprised that Forrest didn't take that opportunity to go and buy him, but I just don't think they've got the money. But to get him in to Rotherham, I think they've done a sterling job. That's a great acquisition for them.
And just to finish on this Sheffield Wednesday business here, Brian, you know, you've been at the heart of the club as a manager. Yeah. You know what it's capable of. You know, what would Sheffield Wednesday, do you think, mean to the fans? to be back in the Premier League, and what could the club potentially do if it can get back there? Because it's an awful long time. You know, it's 15 years since Sheffield Wednesday were in the Premier League.
It is. It is. It's a heck of a long time for the supporters to swallow. And it's they've come accustomed now to you know, see lots of things happening, but talked about, but nothing really being concrete. And they've actually, what they've done is they've sort of calmed their optimism down. But when you get an opportunity like this, this just gives you, with a fantastic club, fantastic fan base, and with finances behind it, then it is a magnificent opportunity, and it really is. I mean, it's easy to go and spend money, don't get me wrong, it's really easy to spend money, but you've got to spend it at the right place with the right players, the right pedigree to come into Sheffield Wednesday and work their socks off to get promoted. It's no point going for the glory hunters and the ones who are, you know, no disrespect, going for the money. I think you've got to get the players in that are right to get them out of the Championship, and then it's a different level again when you start looking at the Premier League players.